They say this is a big rich town. I just come from the poorest part. Bright light city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard. Legal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn. I'm from that city full of yellow cabs and skyscrapers. It's hard to get a start in these parts without paper. Homie, I grew up in hell, a block away from heaven. That corner ain't 15 minutes, it move a 7. Pure snow, bag it, then watch it go. Occupational options, get some blow or some hoes. Shoot the ball or the strap, learn the rap or the jack. Fuck it, man, in that mean.
Alright, we back. Cassin already started drinking.
Talking about the show.
Yeah. So, last. So, you know what I'm saying? Janae, where's everybody get you up
there? Ooh, at Janae Sweetie Pie on both Instagram or on Twitter, or Janae Wallach on Facebook.
All right. Flea, over in the corner, where can I hit you up at?
Where can I hit you at, Flea?
Felicia Gray on Facebook. If y'all want to hit her up and everything. So she don't want to participate.
I believe it's Miss Flea.
On Instagram. Right. If she don't want to participate.
Look.
If she don't want to participate. Look, I'm saying if she don't want to participate, we making you participate. Because now you're going to have famous and one them stalking, trying to figure out who you are.
Miss Flea 61.
Yeah, find her, y'all. She's single too,
wonder,
y'all.
He said she's single.
Don't say that, but in case you wonder, she is also all natural. All that ass belonged to her.
Oh my God.
Hey, for the record, it is not like this thing. I'm an art. You'll be on Instagram. I'm gonna say that to the players group on there.
Okay.
This girl showed how girls be patting their butts. With the did you saw that too though?
Pampers?
Yes, with Pampers. The pull ups.
You lying?
This chick was doing a big tutorial video, taking two or three Pampers and then putting them in her back and showing
nobody.
You how, and I'm gonna show you the video after we do this, dude. And it looked like a big old, and it was like, and it was soft and like people could touch it and you would think it was a real ass.
All these asses is fake.
Yeah, man. Not it was Felicia, a pull-up. It's used
Felicia's
to...
ass, for the record, for those viewers that want to know. Hey, but
fellas, if you like it, hit me up. I do all pre-screening for Day Felicia. I do all the pre-screening.
He ain't a small dude, either.
I do all the pre-screening. That's
true.
How I do for all my sisters. All
right, we got some emails. Lexi don't want anybody to hit her up at all.
No, not at all.
Never. She don't.
She participates. I got all new handles. Just hit me on Bitch I'm the Man on everything. Just find me. All new handles.
Bitch I'm the Man.
Now, Arthur Shivers on Facebook, Arthur Shivers III, and Mr. Shivers 3 on Instagram. You know, that's it. All
right.
It's too bad we don't video record this because your hair could look good today.
Right, baby, we could go live on Facebook.
Come on, let's
Felicia already don't want. Look at Felicia's face.
Oh, Felicia is like, we ain't doing live today. Okay, we're going to wait until our guest.
Why y'all keep saying my name, though?
Felicia Gray?
Yeah.
Or did you want to call you Felicia?
I also just be sitting here.
Oh.
But you didn't want to participate, late. Though.
But don't you watch Power?
Yes.
Who do you most associate with on the show?
None of them. Okay.
None, yeah.
Tasha? She don't want to talk.
She going to say Tasha.
She's trying to do some old, like, court shit.
She thinking
like,
Tasha. Don't want to talk. Who do you think, Flea?
You think I'm like Tasha?
I mean, I don't know. The characters that we have to pick from. Or you might be that. You might be that. That white lady that's drilling everybody.
No, she Keisha. She's like Keisha.
She the white lady that's drilling everybody. The head of the. Yeah, the head investigator.
That could be Felicia.
That motherfucker crazy.
All right, we got like 5 emails. So let's run through these real quick.
How many of them are for me?
One is for you.
Yes. Woo! Somebody listen. Yay!
Please read her email first.
This one is my man Emery King. Shout out to my man Emery, man. He's been listening to podcasts a long time. He's like, damn, man, I didn't get this review in last week. He emailed us right after we'd already put it up. And he's like, damn. Like, he emailed us right literally when I put up the show. But he said, damn, on the Power Review. So I watched it like at 2 a.m. right before I started watching. My homeboy texted me saying, Tommy dies. Laugh out loud. So I was on the edge of my couch the whole damn time. But yo, the hell ghost be so damn scared of Milan, dude. I think that's his name. Dude that eats people. This is getting deeper and deeper. Damn. Now ghost mom dead? Fuck. Crazy. Damn, 50 gonna use a Jesus Saves pillow too? God damn.
Laugh out loud. Was that his mama though?
No, I wasn't thinking that's his mom.
That's not his mom, no. Like, it's not his mom.
Who is it though?
I don't know.
No, it was just the woman that was in an apartment.
A random lady that was in that apartment.
That's the apartment that they used to do Space and Slang
Dope out. No, but you know what it was? I think that he did that shit right there so that he would leave Tariq's body there so that they would find Tariq there and then he would know that Kanan or somebody was behind it to spook him. Like, I think that's
he moved in. He moved in. Because the dude basically, I was telling the art about the dude they started with, the dude they started out with in the game, they killed him in that apartment. Kane and all of them killed this dude in the apartment. That's what he's talking about. We're going to take you back in history. Mm-hmm. That's why he wanted to be in that apartment. He just moved in. Remember, he was giving people juices and shit?
He was getting them juice and stuff.
He hanging out. He changed the cable up and shit. And paid the cable bill and shit. And up in there.
No, for real.
Yeah, he posted up in there. It's his crib now. Until they figure out. He might even pay the mortgage on that, on a little rent on there.
It's probably paid for. Shit, that old lady. Old lady probably had it paid off.
All right, this next email is from Mike Dillard. He says, hey, what's going on, folks? Was want to give a shout-out to Janae. Been watching the Sweetie Pies for a long, long time. Appreciate seeing you on the show.
Oh, I love Mike.
I don't want to be up in all your business and everything, but what's going on with Sweetie Pies TV show? This is some crazy shit y'all got going on. Just shout-out to what y'all doing here. Just let me know what's going on with Sweetie Pies and what I'm looking forward to this season.
Filming now, 13 episodes. Shows will be back on in November. And you obviously know, Mike, I can't tell you everything that's going to happen. You just have to watch. But you'll see me, you'll see TJ, you'll see Robbie, you'll see the rest of the family. And there is a lot of drama this season.
All right. We got some tweets, too. So we got busy email. We got some tweets, too. But, all right. We're going to go to my man, Famous.
Oh, Famous.
Famous.
What's going on, y'all? Hey, shout out to everybody on this show. We just need to go ahead and make the hashtag All Titties Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
We got to push against Janae and her affliction against other titties. Shout out to my dude, Art. I actually met you at the Hoodie Awards. That's why I was trying to figure out who you were. I met you at the Hoodie Awards in 2011.
Okay.
Thorough dude, man. You and I guess dude named Sil.
Sylvester.
Right. So, but yeah, y'all was some cool mugs, man. Judge Nay ain't no love lost and everything, but I just met dude in Vegas.
Right on,
peace. Shout out to Famous.
You got a cousin named Famous.
This ain't his cousin, though.
I'm pretty sure Famous used to go with you to all the hoodie awards.
That's why he calling you a cool cat. All right, next email is from Afri Boynton. I don't know what that name means. Afri Boynton, so I don't know if it's a girl or boy. Mm-hmm. So it is what it is. So.
I can tell by the question.
Yeah. Do y'all think that everything is going to, whoever just jumped right into it, do y'all think that everything is going to be all right between everyone at the end of this show? I'm looking at Tasha, looking at everyone, and it seemed like Ghost is all by itself.
That's a woman, for sure.
Oh, because she wrote that.
No, because she's talking about feelings. That's a woman.
Okay, I really hope there's not a man.
No, that's definitely a woman. Okay, so what do we think is going to happen?
With Ghost and Tasha. I don't know what's about to happen.
Shit, honestly, Tasha is the only person that he got that is loyal to him in his life, and she's loyal to a damn fault at this point. Then fucked up her shit with her best friend and got this bitch, Angela, walking in and out of her stuff. It's my mama. And it's a mess. So, I don't know. Tasha, that's the one who's going to be loyal to Ghost in the end. And Ghost right now is, like, the worst drug dealer ever.
I don't know if
he's going
to be
ever.
That loyal. I mean, they just alluded to the fact that they killing her best friend. I mean.
Yeah. But she's still loyal to Ghost.
She's loyal to Ghost, though.
The $500,000, though, like, was that supposed to, like, was that hush money or for her? Like, was that money supposed to, was that supposed to clean up money? Was she supposed to clean up?
No, that was hush money so that she would just continue to let her run that. Mama, we're recording a podcast.
Yeah, that was hush money for her to be able to continue to run her little stuff out of her shop. But they turned around and killed her. He wasn't even trying to.
Nothing. But you know what? Milan only told Tommy to do that because he wants Tommy to be able to prove that he really don't got nobody, that he don't care. Because Tommy like, no, I could be like that.
I mean, Milan, you know, man, that dude rough.
Milan is rough.
He need to be taken out, man.
I mean, did you see the way that he just stabbed the Chinese man in the neck?
He was mad because they killed his son.
He was like, I can't prove it, but I know you killed him. Now, granted, that was the wrong time for the Chinese.
That's what I said. That's the wrong time to be saying that.
By himself.
Yeah. That was the wrong time for you.
I ain't never seen one Chinese man by himself, period, in my life.
It's always two or three.
It's always two. But this is him and his wife.
That Chinese man probably got. He probably got a driver, a car, and everything waiting outside for him. And they just stabbed this man in the neck, and he just ain't gonna come out of the meeting. Right. Everybody else do.
Right.
No, they got some other cats that went around there and stabbed them up too, though, and killed them too, though. Everybody, they
and then
dead,
like
dead
Tommy
too.
Said, then Tommy gonna look at Ghost and say, "Man, he was mad though that you killed his son. He was like, save your life."
I'm just trying to figure out why somebody hasn't taken the opportunity to just pop him in the head. How they sitting there? I mean, he needs to go.
How come they never said nothing about the son being dead though? Like you didn't. I mean, no one knew. One could assume that a couple of them motherfuckers probably did die, but no one said he died.
He said he did.
The car still drove off, nigga, so everybody didn't die.
That's true.
We got more emails, y'all. Fans have picked up, so we got a lot of
before we get more.
But it's a good one, So, all right, this next one is from Michelle. She says, "Congratulations on everything y'all doing with this show. This is so great to see someone really reviewing power like this, especially with different perspectives from men and female perspectives. My question coming for you all, this is for the ladies, because these ladies on here seem pretty smart and down to earth. So what would you all do in the situation being with Ghost? How would you all react? They ain't fucking with us.
From what?
The
ladies'
perspective.
But we not down to earth.
He said down to earth. That wouldn't be in my description. That wouldn't be the first thing I would describe. Like, my descriptions.
I mean, y'all.
Y'all putting yourself out in these streets.
So what does that make y'all?
What
does that make y'all? Y'all marrying both of us.
Look, we the down-to-earth parts of the whole relationship.
You know what? Okay. What was the question again?
What was the question again?
It's asking, like, what would you all do based on the situation? What would you do in a situation being with Ghost?
If you was Tasha.
Yeah.
That one, it's difficult.
Lexi
would
have turned me in by now. That's number
one.
No, I would. Lexi would have turned me in. But no, she already told me she'd turn me in for anything. No, she'd turn me in.
Daryl ain't that detail oriented. He need to be turned in. He don't need to be doing nothing illegal because he ain't gonna keep up with that.
So she's trying to turn you in before you get big time.
Because he ain't that detail oriented. I'd have to clean up everything behind him to make sure he doesn't. No.
So
shout out to Kaiser Souls.
I feel like, and I think we talked about this a little bit earlier before we got on the podcast. I honestly feel like she's being loyal, but only because she thinks that she has to be loyal based off of the fact that she could go down too because she's too intertwined in it.
Yep.
And if it were me and if I was in that situation, I probably would be doing the same thing.
Because you're so deep into it. Because
you're so deep into it, it's difficult to get out. You can't.
She's so deep into it.
Milan in there in the house with your kids. Like, had she gotten out with Sean when she got out with Sean, then that would have been a completely different thing. But at this point, it's like, no.
So was she going to take the kids with her? Sean?
She was going to roll on.
Yeah.
Man, that wasn't gonna work.
Hell no, she wasn't gonna have enough money to be.
Yeah, so I said that wasn't gonna work. Ghost is gonna cut off all them accounts.
So she's pretty much just making sure things
Flea,
stay
you got
clean.
Something to say though? Flea, look like you got something to say. No. Flea's frowning up. Here's some of my statements. Go keep talking, Lexi. Go ahead, Flea. No, keep talking, Lexi. Keep talking.
Well, it just seemed like that she's just sitting up there playing cleanup behind him right
she
now.
Is.
Just to make sure that he's not. That everything stays right with her kids.
That's all that
lifestyle.
She can do based off of where she at. You got Milan coming to see you at hair shops. You got people showing up to your house with random Ukrainian girls that was supposed to be dead. Mm. Like, you got too
Look,
much stuff that's
though,
going
Milan
on.
Milan ain't got no life, though, man, because he be showing random places, though, man.
His life right now is to fuck up Ghost life because he
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, he ain't been to no strip clubs. He ain't been around no women. Like,
people. How you gonna get women? You eat people.
No, okay. I'm saying, if he was a G, though, if he had a little bit of G, he at least have a girl in the car though driving him or something though.
Thinking too.
That's what I'm saying, like, dude, at some point I'm riding around. Come on, man. I got somebody riding with me.
That one girl that was kidnapped.
Yeah, maybe she's dropping him off and stuff though, because he getting everywhere real
what
fast.
What I'm saying is, who is she? Who's that girl? Svetlana or whatever her name
maybe
is.
Maybe that's his girl.
Might be. No, but he told you that he is the way that he is based off of the fact that he don't got nobody. He don't got nobody that he's concerned with. So he don't got to be worried. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what the fuck is up with Ghost?
The dumbest drug dealer ever.
Because Ghost is literally Ghost got Tommy coming at him from one side. He ain't telling him the truth. Then he's got Tasha, who's trying to cover for him, but really don't like him. Angela, who's like sleeping with Greg, and she's a slut.
Yes.
For the record.
No, no, I wouldn't necessarily.
No,
she's a slut whore. And she went over there with the intention to sleep with Greg because she wanted Greg to like fall back into her trap, thinking that now, since they slept with each other, that he ain't gonna continue to tell these people that he think that she dirty.
She just but Greg the power was just of the like, P-U-S-S-Y.
No, Greg was like, no, Greg was on some revenge stuff. Greg was on some like, I gotta get back.
She
didn't put down her A game because that game, it didn't work.
Exactly.
Okay,
she just laid there and took a little bit. I mean, shit, that's all she did. She ain't really like put on no show.
He said she didn't put on no show.
She ain't really do nothing special. Oh my God. He got on the phone and was like, nigga, I got her ass. She already giving it up too.
We got a couple of tweets.
Thumbs down.
If you want to tweet us, email us at straightoilc@gmail.com for the email. Straightoilc for the Twitter. This one is from We Got Jazz. I think it's a girl. So she says, what's up? What's going on with everybody on this show? This is so great. I just like to see you all doing good things. So,
thanks, Jazz.
This next one's from Ancient Mew, M-E-W, says, hey, I remember Sweetie Pies being on the Try Our Lowcast podcast before. It was super, super hilarious. Good to see her back on here.
That was our first time.
Full-time
on
the show.
My God. Woo, that was a long night.
All right, last tweet here. I know y'all talking about power, but on the real, I want y'all to talk about Jerry Hilliard.
What? Who's
Jerry
that?
Hilliard, the dude that started the Jewish dude from Ruthless Lake, the white dude died.
Yeah, he did.
It's like
you're talking about the dude from Willy Wonka?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, he died too. We talking about Jerry Heller that started Ruthless Records with Eazy-E.
Jerry Heller died?
He just died on Saturday.
Didn't know that. That was yesterday, dude.
Jerry? Saturday, 2 days ago. No. Jerry Heller died.
You talking about Jerry Heller
Heller.
Steal money from everybody.
Yeah, Jerry Heller died.
Okay.
Yeah,
I thought Sylvester Stallone died. Shit, I was about to cry.
I did too. My mama posted it, had it all over her Twitter, her Facebook.
Jerry Heller died, didn't know that.
Because I put out a theme, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, even in 2016, Jerry Heller even died in 2016.
Dang, yeah, that's
rough. And he was like, hey, on the Power episode, what y'all talking about?
I think he was set up. After the movie,
they got him
back in 95 when he was Eazy died.
All right,
let's go back. Let's go dig deep into the episode. Let's dig deep into it. So.
Okay, Angela being a hoe.
Oh God.
Let's start.
What do y'all think is going to happen when Ghost find out that Angela slept with Greg?
He ain't going to find out.
I think the end result is Angela is going to get thrown under the bus to sacrifice everybody else.
That's what should happen.
That's what's going to happen.
That's what should happen.
I don't think so.
And then Ghost going to break her out.
He's going to realize that he can't save her.
Agent ASA. Angela, broken out of prison.
Ghost going to kill Greg now.
He's gonna kill Greg.
He is gonna
should have died.
She gonna play the victim I was trying to do it for us, and then Greg gonna be on some high side, and he gonna welcome on Greg though. Like, oh no, I'm trying to get you. You know what I'm saying? You know I'm up gonna sit there like up on you like, I'm trying to get you. I'm trying to put you in jail. You're trying to put me in jail?
Right.
Nah, he gonna say that to Angela.
It's gonna be in the middle of the street. They gonna bump heads and everything, and that's he gonna be like, come around the corner real quick and come to my office. You know, and then Greg gonna be like, oh no, I got a vest on. Like last time.
What about this? No, I don't want one. Oh, I thought she was giving that to me. We cannot be passing all these shots around the table. Okay, so what about this? What about Hugh? What is his name? Hugo?
Who's Hugo?
Hugo, the one that Tommy just shot, like as he was staring at him. He was like, "Fuck you, motherfucker!" Pop.
Yeah. That was the thing to get to
I'm trying to figure out. No, wait a minute. Speaking
he was mad because he kept on talking about Holly. He was like, You ain't nothing. You ain't never been nothing. Now Ghost is back. Now
he already got personal, man.
Your like, girl had yeah, more your balls. Girl,
your girl had more balls than you. They shot your dog. Then Ghost was like, what did you do?
I want to be an old dog.
You know what? I like Tommy for that job. I like Tommy for that. Because somebody need to just be going like, he was just rolled, like, you know what? Everybody just need to go. Everybody got to go.
I know Tommy just sitting there thinking to himself, like, when is Milan going to just kill me? Tommy was like, dang. And then, did you see the look on Ghost's face when he walked into the meeting and Tommy was leading the meeting to all them? We gonna push these pills and it's gonna be in every single living room and every single whatever.
Ghost spooked.
And Ghost sat right over there in that corner and let Tommy talk.
He spooked.
But he won out of the game so bad he don't even care.
He's just trying to save his ass.
Yeah, now he just wants to save his life, his family's life, and he just like whatever. He is scared and he just wants out. And why all of a sudden did you get scared? And how you think you're gonna be able to deal dope and do all that for all this time? And then just jump out.
Yeah.
I mean you can't just gracefully jump out.
But he wanted to jump out 100%. You can never jump out the game 100%. You still gotta be at least talk to cats.
I mean, go and do what you gotta do though.
I told, didn't I say that?
Why does he need a new guy?
He got to, man. He got a new guy.
He don't have no allies.
He ain't got, me and him talking about, like, dude, he ain't got no friends.
He got no allies.
He got destroyed and rebuilt.
He messed up his own allies.
I mean, he don't even have a partner.
That's fine. He messed up his allies because he stepped out on Tommy. He held them down. And he turned on Tommy. He messed up his own allies. He ain't got allies by his own doing.
Y'all hate no Ghost?
Yes. He ain't got allies.
Look, Ghost is his new girlfriend.
Can't be mad at Tommy because Ghost ain't loyal to Tommy. No. Tommy looked at him and straight said to him, man, if you trying to get out and you trying to do that, he was like, don't do that shit without telling me because we need to be on the same page. That's what he told him. And if Ghost would have at that point been like, instead of just saying like, I don't got enough information, like, but I am trying to get out, then that would have been completely different. But now,
he was withholding everything.
You withheld everything. So now Tommy ain't going to tell you shit.
And let me tell you another reason why Angela's stupid.
Yeah, let me hear.
Another reason why she's stupid is because Ghost.
People gonna talk about
Ghost sat up there and handed her the phone where she could have just went to her office and tracked the phone calls where went to,
but
she would have found
give
out
it to
the
somebody
information.
Else.
Exactly.
Want to go give it to somebody else? Boom. Dummy. You don't even know who's dirty inside of the place, but you gonna go give the phone to somebody else.
She was so cold.
Oh, shut up.
You forgot that part? So
if I'm trying to get Ghost, too.
Sit your ass down,
I'm trying to get Ghost, too, and here, is this enough proof for you?
People are going
to
miss my titties, though.
He was there with his wife.
They look bigger with another man. That was a joke.
Look, people try to start a hashtag on all titties matter and everything.
It should say, like,
people are trying to start a hashtag.
Nipples matter.
Famous is out here trying to start.
That's your fault.
I didn't say nothing.
You
about
created
this
that
brushes.
Little hashtag.
No.
Janae started on the first episode talking about, and then they picked up and people talking about it.
People tweeting all titties matter to the Twitter page.
Yeah, to Powell. Powell might get this all titties matter thing.
They might.
When they kill off Angela, they're going to recast somebody with slightly larger nipples.
Slightly larger. Nipples or titties? Because her nipples are big.
Okay, with smaller nipples.
Oh.
What are bad? The nipples or the tits? I don't know what's wrong with them.
Either. All right, so do we...
I didn't say there was anything wrong with the girl's boobs. I just said she had big nipples, and her boobies weren't that big.
So they like deportion?
Oh my God! Isn't that, but that ain't even a word.
Ill proportioned. You gotta be making no words. Oh, hashtag deportioned.
This is where they arguments go while we're watching the show. Okay.
No, but what's so crazy is though, Arce that you be messing up is watching experience. You need to come on my crib and watch through the morning.
We can
drink early, have a little champagne and mimosas or something on some players.
How
did
I ruin your?
Because he didn't hear a whole part and everything because of you.
How was that because of me? That was because we were in Michigan. No. We were in Michigan. That's not true. We were in Michigan.
Because he's like, dude, I didn't even hear that whole scene.
But wait a minute. The volume was off. Like, you got a problem watching it with me.
No. R can hang out with us too, though. I'll drink
water. So now everybody can watch Power, but I can't.
You want to come over too, though, Janae?
No, I don't want to come.
What'd you say? Huh? What was the question?
I cannot stand you.
Yo, man, I'm a little R heavy, man.
It's dude, fine, like, because yo. I'll watch it with
full. No. I'm going to take away after I'll that little one right there. Y'all to a way out, but like...
And here's the reason why we can't have a relationship podcast.
No. Me and Art know each other peripherally
y'all
for a long
want,
time. No,
y'all don't
long time.
Want no relationship podcast with the two of us.
No, let y'all have it. I ain't going to listen to it. I'm just going to just make sure I just... No, I'm just make
I got
sure.
notes. I got notes.
I
want
to listen to it. I want to listen to it, though. My listeners let me know. Right. They'll email me like, you going to let her talk about you like that?
Damn, man.
You going to let her hot sound you like that?
Damn,
and I'll be like, oh, okay, I didn't cut it off.
Right.
I put a mic out here with no batteries for y'all. Y'all be sitting there.
Hey, hold on.
Ain't no batteries.
They be talking all the, hell yeah, girl.
No batteries.
Y'all just going to come like that. That's what you're saying.
No. I'm saying the
listeners. They're extra petty. This is, but you know, we talked about this already. They're worried about what's going to happen when our podcast takes over literally all of Straight Outta Lil Cash. And they're worried about what's going to happen. They're worried about what's going to happen when somebody offers us our own talk show on relationships because they want to be in the same spot where we're at.
That's cool.
It's perfectly fine. Don't put no batteries on there. We'll go live. If we do our show, we find out y'all didn't put no batteries in. We're just going to go live on Facebook. Somebody going to pick us up. It's cool.
That's true. I'll have Mandy edit the podcast.
Thank you.
For ESPN.
Thank you.
I mean, your sister worked for ESPN, my partner worked for CNN.
And maybe worldwide. CNN. She actually working with CNN right now.
I mean, like, he the worldwide. He over in China right now.
Hey, she could be there soon, too. She
like,
on her
they,
way
they
up.
Talk about shipping them to the moon.
I mean, hey.
Hey, he said, if you want to come to the moon.
Yeah, they talk about shipping them to the moon, man.
Let's get back into the show.
Okay, what else did we miss?
So the Keisha got killed, or Lil Keisha.
No, they killed La La Man. I can't believe they did that.
Not dead.
But my thing is,
I don't think she did.
I don't think she is. Either.
I don't think she did.
Tommy was super close to Keisha too because
that's why I don't think she did because he wouldn't do that to Tasha.
I can't see him doing it either, but
I don't think he did.
I think he has to, though. He has no choice because he let the priest live.
Uh-uh.
And then since he let
he
the priest live,
I think she just gonna dip. I think they just gonna, he just gonna, he told
like,
her.
Like, dude, take that button. No, like, oh, no, go. I got, you got that 500 grand.
She just leave.
But she can grab your son from the crib and dip.
I think he gonna kill Keisha.
I hope not.
But no, that makes sense, though. If she got 500 grand, get you out of town, though, and you can
I think
post
he's gonna kill Keisha.
You should start another.
Yeah. You can start another boutique. You can, in any city, though. You in New York, you can go to Philly or something.
California, she should be all the way gone.
No, I mean, you want to be somewhere in California, you could be found out about. You gotta go to a city that nobody knows you yet.
Yeah, you're right.
So you gotta go to.
Were killing motherfuckers in Miami.
Yeah,
so.
I'm saying you gotta go to a small city like a Pittsburgh or something where like people.
You need to go to like Iowa.
Yeah.
In Oakland,
and you,
like,
but you look, and it's a gang of weed sitting up there.
Shop or something.
Gang of weed.
I wish it was out in a weed shop in Iowa.
Kansas
right now,
City
man.
Or something.
You said it was a weed shop in Iowa? Man.
It's not.
Then you got Tyreek and 50 and Kaden.
All
what's
right,
going to happen
so,
with
okay.
that? Yeah,
okay.
that is a All mess. Right. What's up with that?
You went back out to the grill?
Okay, I'm real quick.
Okay, no. Okay, so we're going to go back to some woman stuff.
Okay, go ahead.
We ain't going to talk no Kanan.
Okay,
don't
talk about Kanan.
Another reason why Kanan needed to be shot.
No.
Right.
No Kanan. We're going to go back to
why can't we talk about Kanan? I want
to
talk about Kanan. From
do you think that she had a right to be?
No, because if Tariq came and said something about he met with a friend and then they find out that's Kanan, if I'm Tasha, I'm killing Kanan.
I am.
I'm killing him.
He got to go.
You gotta go. I'm about to find you and I'm about to kill your ass. As soon as you
But
think,
Tasha don't know that he killed
But he said his
Sean
name
either, though.
He said his name was like Slim or something.
Yeah, Slim. I mean look, the thing is that he came up with a random name. It would be like if you had a random name going out, you it's a random
here,
name.
Here, hold baby, come here.
Just okay, so no. So let's get back to the Keisha.
I really feel like I'm hoping, I will say this, I am hopeful that Tommy just went in there
and told
Keisha to take this money and maybe gave her some more money to go with it and was like, leave. But I feel like just based off of what Milan
and what it already happens before them,
and what happened before,
he would know
the
everything.
Preacher or the pastor or whatever, he knows he's gonna know everything. So I feel like he's gonna feel pressured to kill Keisha.
But the preacher came to the meeting.
He probably gonna have
the preacher came to the meeting.
Yeah, why is he still alive?
I feel like he's gonna kill Keisha, and he's gonna have to take like a lock of her hair or like her head or something back for him to eat.
To eat.
I mean, Milan eats people.
Oh my gosh.
I'm
so sad because I feel like why'd it have to be Keisha? And then why'd she have to die? Milan even say, like, why'd she have to die?
Can you at least give her some time?
Why did she have to die?
Yeah, that didn't,
I mean,
that didn't make any sense. Because when she came out, it wasn't like she said no shit for real.
Right.
I mean, she came out and she's like, oh my God, I made a mistake. We're closed, but did you need help with anything? You know, she played it off real well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
This is the thing, though, is that.
Yeah, she shouldn't have. She should have stayed her black ass right back there in the bag. She should have stayed her black ass.
But I think the reason why she did that is because she was trying to get him all out the shot. Mm-hmm.
Keisha dead, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
This thing, you know what? I got a conspiracy theory about why she got dead. I think it's because Carmelo Anthony didn't want to see her titties out no more, period, on her husband.
Mm-mm.
That was just one time.
It was.
Look, man,
really?
It was enough.
That was one time, and it was a season ago. Like, really?
Her titties?
He didn't know about it. No, you know, he didn't know about it, though.
No.
Or did she have a titty double?
That was all her.
Did she have a titty double?
Nope, she didn't have a titty.
That was all her.
She had a titty double, really?
I think she was going to titty. Why about wrong war?
Was that the kind you said you didn't want?
I don't know.
Well, I guess you're going to have to break the tap. I don't know.
Talk about power over there, man.
Okay, so let's talk about Kanan and how he set up Tariq to be in that apartment talking about how much he hated his dad.
I'm trying to understand why Dre didn't tell
him. He was not expecting him to say that because he was getting ready to shoot him until he
said
that.
But why didn't Dre
stay away from him? Yeah.
Dre should have been like, that ain't my partner, stay away from him, you know, blah, 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 whatever.
He hates your dad. He should have said something to him.
He's trying to play both sides.
I know he is.
I get you trying to play both sides, but you know that that's you.
He didn't think he was going to try to kill.
Yes, he did. When he was standing there, you could see Dre looking scared.
Dre knew
that there was a possibility.
Dre knew. Because he knew what he would do to his own daughter. He was trying to keep him away from his child, too.
Dre knew. And you dirty as fuck for not keeping him away from Ghost Child, too. And he knows that Ghost got what's right for him. Yeah.
Considering the fact that Kanan showed up with him being with Tariq and he knew he was going to be with Tariq, he should have told Ghost then.
Yep. And they playing basketball together and shit and they friends and shit. Yeah.
I'm so sad. I like Dre, but I feel like he's.
I like Dre too, and I feel like Dre is just scared.
He's going to die.
Oh, yeah. Dre definitely going to die.
Yeah, he definitely going to die.
Dre going to die.
And that's when Ghost going to finally find out.
He going to die. Somebody check that macro.
Yeah, Dre ain't going to die.
Check the macro.
That's when Dre, that's when Ghost is gonna find out that Kanan's still alive and he around is when Dre dies, unfortunately. But Dre should have told Tariq to stay away from
him. He should have told Tariq and he should have told Ghost that Kanan was back.
Right.
I mean, hey,
but
Kanan.
He scared.
No, what he should have done was he should have been like, Kanan picked up my child and threatened to throw her out of a window.
Yes.
And he told me he needs me to play both sides.
And then he showed up with your son being around.
This is the problem with that, though, because he don't feel like that Ghost is real. No, Ghost is really down with him 100%, though.
Right.
So he was.
But he is, though.
No, he is, though. But from his mind, he wanted to be, down. So it's like. It's like you don't feel like you know everything, so it's like
you should have known.
He don't know
who's
really he
got
his back.
You should have known that Ghost was down for you when Ghost wasn't letting you be in the game no more because he wanted to just run.
But he thinking like no,
you still got money.
No. He don't look at it like that, though, Jado. He look at it like you ain't letting me get no more money.
But right. He's
especially
giving,
with them with Tommy coming back in, and he like,
and
then
another thing about it,
you making me lose out on pay.
And he like, cause Ghost like, I want better for you, but he like, but what about what I want for myself? Cause he don't want to be, he want to be in a drug game.
No, he want fast money though.
Yeah, Dre want to be in a drug game.
I don't even want the drug game. He just want big money though.
Yeah.
So and like you know the little club money is like here and there though. It's just like oh you know, and then you got to service people and make sure they happy and. Not trying to do that.
Yeah.
He just want to be able to. I'm gonna sell my G packs and do what I'm gonna do. And boom.
Yeah.
That's what I think he wants. Mm. So that's why I don't think he trusts nobody, though. Drake probably feel like nobody, he can trust nobody.
So that brings us to the...
Kanan.
My favorite character on the show.
Kanan ain't going to battle. Kanan like the joke.
He like the X Factor. Like, he like with his arms like said done. He can be other he villains. Like the wild card. He like, what he going to do?
It's like Batman. He's like, Batman can have other villains going up with the Joker.
Always going to be there. Like, he always going to be the one
behind everything. That's a great analogy.
Straight up, dog. Yeah, Kanan rough, man. He's still rough. He's still doing rough things, proving the point that why he is my most relatable.
You see he's trying to hide that scar, though, right? Y'all notice he's trying to hide that scar?
Yeah.
He always, like, talking to him from the side.
Yeah.
From this side, that's cool, though. Yeah, and he got the little turtleneck thing, you know, with the little thing up
and
here.
And with his hand is all jacked
up. Yeah. Yeah, so it's a little man. I'm like, first of all, Ghost are insufficient daddy.
The horrible fatherhood. Daddy
because, no, I mean, the fact, no, no, the fact, no, 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 not the fact your, it's, I mean, cool if he's, I mean, mad at your dad, though.
But you don't respect your dad.
No, no, no. The fact your dad is cool, you just cool just riding out with any random dude.
Yeah.
Y'all can't do that. We can have an old school person come in here and tell you exactly how teenagers really are. That's a hit or miss, man.
Ain't nobody gonna talk about.
No, just one time hooping with you on some random stuff. Nah, and I'm gonna jump in a car with you
and tell you how much I hate my daddy.
Okay,
off the strength.
Okay, I'm gonna tell. Yes, that's a little bit of a lag on Ghost part because yes, he hasn't been around so much that his own teenager son is willing to turn on him. Yes,
but and then Tyreek kind of weak for that too because I mean he ain't been gone that long.
I mean, well, you know,
it don't matter. He's sad. He's upset.
Right. Not to mention the fact that Tyreek didn't grow up in the same environment. So he ain't got the same backbone. Okay, let's be real.
But then I mean, and then too, what I'm gonna tell you too, like real shit. When your mother is somebody do something to hurt your mama, as a man, you kind of feel some type of way. I don't care if it is your daddy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like your mother, like you protect your mama as a man. That's kind of like, even if it is your pop, you know he hurt your mama, whatever.
And you'll understand different lows.
You don't understand it. You know,
you get older, you don't understand what your problems have been going through.
Tyreek tripping.
He's not tripping. He's going to get himself killed. He's upset.
He's upset.
His daddy left him at the house with his hoe, and then he got in trouble for going through the
stuff.
That was
bad.
Taking
that was
a gun
bad.
And
that
shit.
Was bad.
Ghost,
that
was bad. And then he didn't. And then Ghost ain't telling him shit at all about
Ghost
what's going on.
Well, he came, but he's a drug dealer.
That was bad. I mean,
he don't even know drug. Ghost a drug dealer.
He don't got no clue until
he don't have a clue.
Until just
that's why Kanan finna have him dealing drugs. Kanan's finna have him.
I don't think so.
Yes, he is.
He gonna be in Queens on the block after school. Actually, he might be at the school though.
Because after Kanan's gonna have him dealing drugs, and the first thing that's gonna fly out of Tariq's mouth when Ghost is trying to hem him up is that you did it. Okay. That's how you came up, right?
Right.
Damn. How you gonna get mad at me?
I ain't gonna. The lady on point though.
Yeah, she was on point with that one. She must be on the production team.
I educate her well, man.
The point is that Ghost was trying to provide a better life for his child, and he didn't want his kids to have to grow up in and have anything to do with that type of environment. He fought him for that.
No, you're right.
Okay.
I don't fault him for that, but I do fault him for not being a man. Well, he did kind of apologize to
Javon is texting everybody though and say, F y'all power podcast. It's all about the Walking Dead.
Tell Javon to go sit down.
He's like, y'all ain't invite me over.
If I watched The Walking Dead, we'd be sleeping with all the lights on in the house. Every single one of them.
It's The Walking Dead. I know there are fans out there.
You're scary, dude.
But I don't understand why they ain't shot.
I've never been into it, so
y'all don't watch this.
No, I don't watch it.
She too scary.
Janae
too scary.
You watch Fear Walking Dead?
I don't watch Fear.
Mama watch it too. Yeah.
Mama Jay watch it too.
When does it come back on there?
No, The Walking Dead comes on October 24th.
So we were talking about.
But I've been watching Fear.
When we go down to the Bachelorette party doing Walking Dead as the bit, like the movie that plays.
I've been watching.
It started
back up.
Like just play the show all the way from start to finish. I feel like I'm being scared.
No.
Oh, you said no. You said The Wire. You said
The
Wire.
I
said
Wire's
the
best
TV show.
Wire's the best TV show of all time.
24 a good one, too.
I do 24. I'll work for that one.
No, 24 is basically a Republican's wet dream.
Forget you, Daryl.
It is, though.
We talked about everything. You need to wrap this up.
No, we ain't. Because
this is going nowhere fast.
No. We only got 30-some minutes. We got 15 more minutes.
Nowhere fast.
The people want 15 more minutes.
People like the going nowhere
fast. We want not to talk to them about arguing over new shows because he can't be objective. Yes, that's pretty much what it is. You can't,
fine.
All right, so I definitely can't be objective
about what anything political.
All right, so Kane is back.
Fuck Kanan.
All right, so what did y'all think about the whole Angela having sex with Greg? Though,
fuck Angela. Oh.
Greg.
Angela's a hoe.
The guy she slept with?
Yeah, Greg.
She a hoe with big nipples and a stupid brain. Stupid.
So, I mean, she probably fucked her teacher to get her certificate.
What's the name of that college that you get your law degree online?
ICBC?
Whatever.
It's the college you get your law degree.
No, I got a question, though. So, like, she went to his crib first, so how did they go back to her crib so fast?
That wasn't her crib. That was his house with that picture of ghosts dangling from the wall.
So
with
her,
his little
hold on.
You know
he's
been following.
He's obsessed. He got a shrine to ghost in his room.
So hold up. This dude got a ghost picture in his crib?
That she got to look at.
I thought it went to her crib.
No, that was his crib. She was still at. She got up
out
of
the bed.
Oh, so you're saying that's why she saw him like, oh, he really obsessed with him.
Yeah. But she was sitting there. She was actually enjoying herself, I feel like, in the beginning.
No, she wasn't. For a minute,
I think she.
It was like off and on. It was up and down.
And then she looked at that picture.
It was a mix between the fact that she hadn't had none in a while.
No, her while was like a week and a half. That was like a week and a half. It ain't what for a while though.
She was used to getting it a couple of times a week.
Every day.
I'm sure Ray wasn't giving it like Ghost was.
No, he looked real lame. He looked real floundery. You know, he looked real floundery. No, so hold on. So this dude got a. That's old school, the fact that you got a picture printed out of a dude and put it in a frame. Yes. They ain't like just having
it
a picture.
It wasn't no frame.
That wasn't a frame. It wasn't a frame.
It was thumbtacked to his wall.
It's in a frame to me. That's a frame. That's old school frame.
Whatever.
You went to go print it out. You printed a man's picture out. Another man.
He printed that on his computer.
Right.
And he put it up on the wall like, I'm going to get you, ghost.
Right.
And then got done having sex. And then Angela gets up to go to the bathroom. He going to say, I think Angela's working with St. Patrick. We're going to be able to get them both. He don't even call him Ghost.
That's
he
why Ghost
going to
kill
Patrick.
Him. Mm-hmm. Ghost going to kill him. And then he going to kill Angela too, though.
Okay, so what, we got one more episode?
And then, no. This is what I was telling
is it one or two?
I thought
it was two. I was telling Art, but it was crazy. I was telling Art.
I don't want to hear nothing you talk
about. I think that Tyreek's going to kill Kanan.
I hope Tyreek kills Kanan.
Remember we were talking about Tyreek gonna kill Kanan?
Right.
Because he gonna find out that he killed Sean.
He gonna tell Ghost or he gonna find out?
No, Tyreek gonna find out he killed Sean.
It's gonna be a result of something Tasha says, you always pick family over.
This is the dark side of it.
The daughter.
Ghost is gonna kill
the
Tyreek.
One three.
No, Ghost is gonna kill Tyreek. And because Kanan gonna make him do what he had to do to his son.
Ghost ain't
gonna because Kanan made him change up his son, made his son be more respectful for him and try to do the same opposite thing. And he's going to try to make his son respect him more than his own daddy, though. So he may have to kill his own
son.
He
wouldn't do that. He'd let Kanan kill him first.
He'd let Kanan kill him.
You don't think he'll die?
I think Tyreek gonna die.
No.
But you think he could kill Kanan, though?
You think
he might be the one to kill Kanan?
Nah. Tyreek might be forced to kill Kanan.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Like, he might be like a ghost Kanan board thing, and Tyreek, like, has to...
No, he's like, yeah, I killed Sean.
Let's be realistic. Kanan is not going to die anytime soon.
Yeah,
okay? No, Kanan ain't going to die.
So what is y'all talking about?
Kanan ain't
going to die.
But it might be a twin brother that pop up, like, yeah, I'm his twin. Lanan.
Lanan.
Saman.
Tyreek can be killed.
I mean, can he be an executive director and not be in your
That's
what
I said. Ghost may kill Tyreek.
Let it move on without
kill
right,
Tyreek. Nah. Ghost would die first.
Oh, we on who gonna die next? Is that where we at?
Greg.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No, we use some of Greg though and everything.
No, where is Mike? Mike gotta die, man. When he gonna die? Mike, the agent. Mike, the one, the dirty.
Well, no, he good now, though. He good now.
Now a piece of chicken.
Oh, yeah. The one who needs to pin it on somebody.
Yeah, he's good now.
Not really, because they need to find out who the connect was inside the...
Well, the problem is, though, because Greg already makes me think it's her, though, so he ain't going to even pull up the phone. I guarantee he ain't going to even look through the phone.
Yeah. Oh, she gave him the phone. That's
he ain't going to even look at the phone.
That was dumb. Yes.
He don't even look at the phone.
Yeah, nah.
He not even going to look at the phone.
Uh-uh.
He's not even gonna look at the phone.
Greg's gonna die next because he's got to go point blank.
You think so?
Yes, he's got to go.
He got too many. Now he's kind of valuable.
I need Jukebox to come back, man. Every week, man. Hashtag Jukebox.
That's gonna be the last episode. The last episode of the season. Jukebox gonna do something to make you be like, damn, what Jukebox about to do?
Thanks, but I think Jukebox, I think Lonely Jukebox. Rose is done playing the diaper.
Think so?
I mean, it's over.
I think that's over.
Think she done had
who? Anika Noni Rose, yeah.
Played the
back
on there. You can see
those.
Kane's cousin, the lesbian.
Mm-hmm. So who died next?
Oh, who died? Let's go to the end of the show, though. You know, we normally do, though.
Green
team did not miss, though.
I mean, I gotta go with Mike again. He gotta die.
Mike gotta die.
He gotta die. Hey, I mean, he has to die.
You at the roulette table, though. Like, I'm gonna put it back on. Put it back on red.
Black. Yeah, put the shit back on. It can't be red. If he can't keep being red, he gotta die. Dude gotta die. Like, real quick. Like, I mean, like, soon. Not even at some point. He need to die ASAP. Right. Like, the shit need to come out that he dirty. And I still think he'll commit suicide. I think I'm going to stand by
he
that.
He is going to commit suicide.
I think he's going to kill himself.
All right, Jay, who's
Keisha.
Done?
She's got dead. A family and stuff at home.
Keisha's dead.
I think they're going to show Keisha dead.
Keisha dead?
Yep, Keisha.
All right.
Dead. Because Tommy had no choice.
And you think that they just didn't want to show the scene?
Yep.
Just to keep you ambiguous for another week.
Because they did just show him killing one woman. You can't just have Tommy just painted as like, I just be killing women and shit.
That's
like,
true.
I don't care. So
true.
Maybe they just kind of didn't
want to
make
They want us to
image.
Think about it because they want us to be like, damn, Tommy didn't even kill the pastor. So
no,
nah,
but we stumbled
Keisha's
that he might have took that money, like took that money and dipped out, though.
I think he's going to kill somebody else, make it seem like
I think
it's
he's
her
killing
body
Keisha.
And she's going to run away for a while.
I think he's killing Keisha.
That's what I think. I think Keisha.
That's what's gonna happen. He's not gonna kill Keisha. They're gonna find out she actually still alive. He's gonna kill some arbitrary.
And I think she gone. And Tasha gonna be like,
she's gonna think she's gone. Tasha is gonna think she's gone, but Tasha.
Because I really don't think that Tommy would betray Tasha by killing.
I don't think he would.
He real loyal to Tasha. Like that's like.
I don't think he would. We gonna find out. Lala then skipped off for.
They gonna ask. I'm surprised Milan didn't ask him to kill Tasha.
Or he might just say just dip out and go to an island for a couple of weeks.
That
would have
been
poppers.
A true loyalty.
I'm surprised Milan didn't ask him to kill.
But he won't
Tasha.
Go to stay on his team for a while. That's different.
And kill the baby mama.
Yeah. No, you can't do that because you would just disrupt everything. The dude might go into depression. He might just be just doing whatever. Mm-hmm. But he
if
might
Tasha
say,
died.
But
he
might
not
even told her to leave for good though. You got $500,000. Go out of town for a month though. 3-4 weeks. Take your son out of town. Mm-hmm. Though, and y'all
yep.
just go out for time for
she
a minute.
Out.
Till we figure.
Grand.
Till me and Ghost figure this shit out.
Yep.
Shit, don't come back. I moved to Hawaii.
She is.
No, she don't come back. But I'm saying like. Just go out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Tasha know how to run everything. You
I
know?
Think Keisha dead.
Leave a letter. Let Tasha know
dead.
Or call Tasha.
I think Keisha dead.
No, I don't think so.
You know what? I'm actually about to call Lala. And I'm about to
you
ask.
You know Lala, bro.
I
just you got Lala?
No.
It don't matter. But
no, you really would. No, I believe
like,
you would. No, I'm saying you do.
She going to be like, watch the show.
I mean, y'all, both of y'all, both of y'all are celebrities. Both of y'all are celebrities. So, like, I don't even know who y'all know. Y'all might have a bunch of people in y'all phone. No. You got a dude named Famous that met Art at the doggone.
And that's my Wody.
at the Hoodie Awards and everything. So, I don't even know.
Watching that show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. So,
oh my God.
So you saying who you saying?
Greg's gonna die next.
Greg,
Lakeisha's still alive.
I mean, I'm gonna have to stick with Mike.
All right, Mike.
Teen Mom, come back on tonight.
Oh God,
you
all right,
Flea, can you come over? Flea, can you at least give us who you think gonna die next week, Flea?
I missed three.
Come over to Mike. Come over to the mic and let us know who you think gonna die.
Who's gonna die?
You look comfortable.
That's all you gotta say. Just come over to the mic.
At Miss Flea 61, whose booty is real.
Yeah.
Who
come
you
on,
think
Flea,
is
just
gonna
tell
die?
About who
my mother-in-law in the building. She just stepped
just come
in.
Over. Just get name somebody random. Just you hear this? Just name somebody random. Who you think is gonna die?
Who's gonna die? 61? Greg on
no, come head. Over to the mic.
Yeah, she said Greg.
She Greg. All
right. Mama Wallach, come over. Who
mama
you think
who's
going to
die next week?
This my mama, y'all.
Mother-in-law in the building. You can find her at Jackie Wallach. B. Jackie with a Q.
With a Q.
With a Q, Wallach.
Q-U-E-Wallach.
Follow her. Follow her.
Oh, here we go. She's done
mom's
like
on that though.
Yeah, right. Her
she's
and Lex.
Like
who gonna die next week, Mama Jay?
That fake FBI man.
That's what I think.
Yeah,
the Mike.
Mike. Mike.
You talking about Mike? Mike. I think Mike too.
Mike. All right. Mike. So we got
Mike gotta die.
We got two Mikes.
Mike needs to die.
Keisha, you got Keisha or you got Greg?
Greg.
So we got two Gregs and then
only
Keisha.
Thing about Mike, and I'm going to end on it, the person that I really thought was going to kill him died. I thought the dude was going to kill him.
Yeah, I thought homeboy that homeboy
that's what I thought was going to
kill him. Yeah, I thought he was going to pop up.
So he definitely got to kill himself.
Yeah.
I really think he's going to commit suicide.
He got to commit suicide.
And he got to. He the only person that can kill him is him. He gonna be that's in the real. Office one day. Somebody will come in and be like, "Damn, Mike," and it's gonna be like a big deal at the AC.
And
they're
gonna come back in and come get him, and he's gonna be hanging in.
And he gonna be hanging in his office.
That motherfucker ain't gonna commit no suicide.
Mm. Watch me.
Y'all
you gonna think I know 50
he
Cent?
He picked the profile. Let me text 50. Can
we end this?
Curse. Yeah, we can re-end it. All right, so we will see y'all next week. Appreciate y'all listening. As always, email us straightolc@gmail.com. Straight Out Low Cash on Facebook and Straight OLC on Twitter.
We'll direct all your questions.
Yeah, look, this is the thing though. Janae wants more love for her thing though. Famous. Keep emailing, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, keep emailing. We'd like to
her ass down somewhere, except on the limit.
We will see y'all next week. Peace.
You took me